The attorney general admits that he may have made some state troopers feel uncomfortable, but that the story in the Washington Post was politically motivated. Todd Eberle, political science professor at St. Mary's College, tends to agree.
The other thought that should pop into your head is, boy, isn't it convenient that this story broke just as he was about to announce his lieutenant governor's candidate? So you really got to wonder, you know, who out there sort of leaked this information and said to the Post, you really should look into this.
Eberle says, though it may hurt Gansler with the citizenry, which is fed up with power-hungry politicians as a whole, and it will be hard for Gansler to present himself as the outside candidate when he gets all the same perks as the governor and lieutenant governor. Brian Eba, WBAL and WBAL.com.